till I told you all of the love that I feel tonight. Oh yeah, stay a while, what's your hurry, stay a while.
Oh yeah, 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 we're back. Did you guys miss us? Did any of you guys miss us? I know you did. I know you did, sitting right there, driving in your car, sitting in your desk, drawing, writing, typing, working for the man, doing all those things that you don't want to do, but you're listening to us because you want to. Because my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to the Carolyn Joe Show!
Yeah.
That's right. My name is Joe Carabay. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, writer, musician, whatever you want to call me.
That's Joe of all trades.
No. Not Joe of all trades.
Joe of
everything.
Everything. No.
I do one thing, and I tell stories, and that's what making this podcast called the Carolyn Joe Show is all about. And across from me, sitting across from me at the Straight Studios is the wonderful, super, ultimately talented, most beautiful person I've ever met in my whole entire life, the one and only Carolyn Bilewski. How's it going, Carolyn?
It's going too fast. I know I say
it's
that
going
like
too fast.
I say that like every week it seems, but it's going fast because it's Thanksgiving coming this week.
It's funny.
And
it's funny that you think about that.
It.
You know, you think about it in a way how like when we're going to school, when we're doing the daily thing that, you know, the holidays is like a break, you know? Those were the times you just couldn't wait to get to when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that we're not young now, but when the days were younger and we didn't have to deal with adult means. But now that the holidays are sort of a semblance of like, hold on, slow down, man. I don't want to. They're not holidays anymore in a way. They're sort of just like, there's like this is where the most work comes into play.
And they're not holidays anymore, especially for people who work in sales.
Yeah.
And on retail, too, because it's like, you have to be working. I guess they're opening up stores at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving. I think some earlier. I don't know the exact, you know, times and who's going earlier, but I think like Kmart's opening at like 6 or something crazy.
Is there any Carolyn's news involved with any of these openings?
Black Friday news? You know what? I have not searched the Black Friday sales, so I don't have any good deals to tell you about. But what I do know is that Kohl's is doing their promotion of $15 cash coupon that you get later on once you spend $100.
This is the news. Coupon news from
Carolyn.
Yeah,
coupon news. Okay, I also want to tell you about some more coupon news.
All right. That's what the Carolyn's news is turning into, is like promotional coupons and,
well, you know
how
what?
To eat healthy.
You know, because this is my news, and usually I go through some tour dates that you can check out. But since Joe and I are not on tour for the rest of the year, I figure like couponing's fun, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty cool. I've been couponing for a while, and I save a lot actually with the Safeway app, I have to say. If you guys have Safeway or you shop at Safeway nearby, check out the Safeway app.
So this is why I like, what I love about our podcast. While everyone in the world is talking about like the Ferguson, you know, those trials and those riots and stuff like that, we're digging with the coupons, man.
Well,
we're digging with the reality. It's not about black and white with us.
It's about Black Friday.
It's about, yeah, and Nigga Tuesday.
That's right.
It's Cyber Monday, Nigga Tuesday, Wet Wednesday, Throwback Thursday, Flashback Forward, Flip Upside Down
Black
Friday.
Black Friday again.
Yeah.
You know what?
Get Sick Saturday.
This is the deal, because Black Friday used to be fun, but last year everything changed. Because last year was the year, like 2013 really was the year where Black Friday got flipped around and it became, in a way, like less of a holiday because everything opened so much earlier. And I think like last year, I think they started to open at like 8 p.m., but now it's 6 p.m. So it's like basically when it comes down to it, and this is not even on Black Friday. This is on Thanksgiving.
Thankful Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, like really at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving, what are you going to be doing? Are you really going to be at Macy's or wherever, Walmart?
Yeah, you are, I guess.
Mean, God, I can't, I would not even, I'd cringe thinking about going to Walmart on Black Friday.
But we almost did. Oh, on Black Friday.
Or no, on Thanksgiving even.
Didn't we go last time?
I don't know if we went to Walmart.
Well, who the fuck wants to go to Walmart?
But you know what? Didn't
I, mean, I guess I
you
do.
You know what? I will say.
Sometimes.
But don't you think that last year, this is what the predicament that we got in last year was, our Thanksgiving dinner kind of ended, wrapped up a little early. And so basically, I guess around 8 o'clock it ended. And so we're like, well, what are we going to do now, Sheriff?
What do we do now, Sheriff?
We ride. And so like at that point, it's like, well, the stores are open, so maybe we should check out the stores. And like, I guess the pro side of it, well, let me go with the negative side of it, is like it made Thanksgiving, like, I guess, less important. And like, already there weren't that many deals as there used to be in previous years, because it's still Thanksgiving. Like, it's technically Thanksgiving and most people are with their families, you know?
Yeah.
And
or should be, or can be.
I mean,
it's an option.
The thing is,
it's
is that
A
we
B.
already did celebrate Thanksgiving. So it's kind of like, well, we didn't have anything else to do in the night. So it's like, let's go shopping all night. But we didn't really go all night. But in okay, so
because there were ways we're good at working our way around the line scenario, the traffic and the lines, the people scenario, the humans. We have a way of getting away from humans.
But here's the other scenario though, is that the good thing about actually shopping on Thanksgiving is that you don't have to wake up early the next morning. Because I remember waking up for Black Fridays like at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And just being like some complete crazy zombie that's like, I'm going to buy stuff. You know? And I don't think we're like to the crazy.
I'm going to buy stuff.
I don't think we were to the
crazy. We need to get the doorbusters. Come on.
There are actually a couple good
doorbusters. I need to get them TVs. Those crappy ass TVs for 15 cents.
the crappy
See, that's
TVs
the, that's
that they're
the problem,
selling.
Man.
It like in small print, if you look on the Black Friday pages, it says like limit three porns per store, you know. And but at that point you're already not going to be the top person in line because you weren't waiting, you know. Back then the stores opened whatever at 2 a.m
see,
you know. So if you then to get to be that top person, you would have actually had to miss your Thanksgiving and start waiting in line at 6 p.m
see, the thing about any one of those doorbusters things, and I'm not saying ahead of time that I'm a snob. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to spend my money on something, it's going to be, I want it to be my, you know, I want to have my money's worth, you know, I would get bang for my buck. And I always see those, whatever, those TVs or those microwaves or those mushrooms, whatever the hell they're selling. And I look at that and I'm like, this is crappy stuff that you guys are still trying to buy just for the sake of buying. And I can't really get myself to do that. I do a lot of research on anything I buy, so for me to be like, oh, let's get these doorbusters and stuff like that.
These are for people that don't research brands, that don't research quality. They just see like, oh, 9 cent microwave. I need a microwave and it's only 9 cents. Okay, I'll be waiting in line first thing on Thanksgiving because I have nothing else to do. You know, they don't think about quality. Look at the people that are shopping there. I remember, you know, when Black Friday was an event, people in front of Best Buy specifically would leave all their trash, like as if they'd been waiting in line, and they had been waiting in line for hours for the store to open. You saw all their shitty Starbucks cups, all their McDonald's food, like piling up, and to the point where actually the trash can overloaded, so then they just left all their shit everywhere. It was just like disgusting, and I was like, man, I hate people. You know?
Yeah.
But you know what? As far as this year, the doorbuster deals, I will say I briefly glimpsed at Macy's, and they do have this sweater that is
the specific sweater.
No, it's Argyle sweater. No, wait, sorry, not Argyle. What's the it's made out of like really nice. It's not Argyle's like a pattern. So now I like am totally botching what this sweater is called. But anyway, it's a certain type of material for the sweater, which I think is rabbit fur intergraved with the sweater. But the thing is it's so warm, it feels like somebody's hugging you. It's really nice material. But the sweater, normal price, $140.
Okay.
Sale price during Black Friday doorbuster, $40. So that, what do you think of that?
I mean, I haven't worn the sweater. I mean,
it's called cashmere.
Oh, cashmere.
Which it all of a sudden came to me. But you know what? I don't know if cashmere is actually rabbit fur. So I don't really, I have to look that up
for
sure.
Song.
But anyway, cashmere, It's when you touch it, it feels like you melted into it. So, like, who doesn't want a sweater that you're, like, melting into that feels like it's hugging you?
Yeah.
That's what I would enjoy to have. You know, I am a big fan of cashmere. I only have one cashmere sweater that I got from my mom. And it's really nice. I mean, of course, you have to hand wash it and stuff. It's all, you know, you can't put that in the washing machine and everything. It's a kind of a hindrance in that way. But at the same time, it feels so nice, you know? And part of me wants to lay down that $40 to get another cashmere sweater because... And it keeps you warm on top of it. Let me just say, it's like double the warmth of a regular sweater. It's really nice. So instead of paying $140 for a sweater, which I would never do, this is only $40. That seems like a good deal for just thinking about it.
Man. That's what it's all about. That's a deal.
I mean,
deals.
I don't know. Like, I don't think you can go lower for a cashmere sweater. $40.
Do you want that cashmere sweater?
I mean, I have sweaters. It's not like I don't have any sweaters.
End of story.
But $40, that's the deal. Like, that's what gets you to go out there because you're like, this is $100 off. $100 off.
I've had that moment so many times in my life. And a lot of times where I buy something that's on sale that I never really planned on buying, just sort of like a spontaneous impulse buy, I never end up using it.
Trust me, I think I would use the sweater.
I mean, I can trust you all day long, but like, I know for me, I don't know, I sort of plan how it would equate into my life.
Okay,
maybe that's just how I am. I'm just a schemer.
Okay, well, last year I got the sheets that are flannel bed sheets at Kohl's, and it was like normal price, I think $125, and then during Black Friday, I think it was like $25. So I don't remember the exact determination, but it was great. And then we didn't even open it, so it's just sitting there.
Well, there you go. See? The end.
But to me, that's like that's like a survival one. It's like, oh, in case the other one, like, you know, something happens. I don't know. I'm just saying, those sheets are nice. Flannel sheets, can't go wrong with that. Again, a lot of people actually don't like flannel sheets.
I love flannel sheets.
They think it keeps them, like, too hot.
Well,
I like it.
Since I'm cold-hearted.
Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded and cold-hearted.
Reptile.
I'm a
You're
ghost.
Reptilian.
I'm a ghost altogether.
I mean,
thing. I can't enjoy the heat unless I'm cold, I guess. That's how it is.
Also, JCPenney, I have to research this, but in previous years, they had given out Mickey Mouse globes, and I've probably like about 9 of them from previous years, and each one has a theme. Like, one year they had a movie theme, one year they had like a retro Mickey, they have a Mickey like holding a tree. There's so many awesome, cool little Mickeys in the little snow globes. And then like last year, I think they only had like very minimal amount for maybe like the first few people. And then or they didn't even make it at all. I don't even know if they stopped doing it or what, but like, that was something that I enjoyed actually, like, collecting and getting, and I don't know why they don't do that anymore. It's almost like there is no, like, freebies anymore. It's all just deal buster stuff, which is still good, but I don't know. I just don't see, like, and then maybe I'm at a stage in life where I actually don't need anything else. Like, I have clothing for all seasons. I don't need an extra sweater, like, in all truth, like, you know, when you think about, like, the world, you're like, there's starving kids in Africa or something, and I'm like, I don't really need an extra sweater. Like, if you really get down to that bottom line, I don't need anything. Like, not a single thing.
Then, what are you trying to buy?
I don't know, but the one thing that I think
you need to buy, that's the key, is like, you need to be there where the energy is happening. That's the addiction.
The one thing that I think would be nice.
I like being where chaos is, so I like looking around and seeing people.
So you just like the spectacle of all the crazy shoppers.
Yeah, I do enjoy the spectacle of the crazy people and seeing them like being like, ah, blah, 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 oh, dad, you're supposed to give me this, blah, 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 blah. And I just like looking at it and just seeing all these things unfold and watching it burn.
But the one thing that I would like, because I have heard that it's supposed to be a pretty big snow season this year, I would like to actually get some snow boots.
I mean, I do need clothes.
You need clothes.
I need clothes.
Because actually, the snow boots I have, I've probably had for 5 or 6 years. They're getting old. They probably smell. And it would be nice just to have new snow boots. Just, just, you know, it feels like I need an upgrade. You know, it's one of those times where it's like, I probably need new snow boots. No, because also I want to get the totes ones that are, or a similar brand that are like water repellent and just all good and nice. So I can stay like toasty and warm and not have cold feet.
I feel, I don't know if I feel completely left out in the world, like specifically with the day in which we're recording this, when like all this news about all the riots and stuff that are happening. And part of me is like, I don't really feel like paying attention to any of these
things.
That's
what Black Friday is all about. It's all about a delusion of the news and just going out and shopping.
Well, because I was talking today during my shoot, I was talking with my makeup artist, Jesse Campbell, and she was saying how like all over her Facebook feed is all these people battling about like the outcome of the jury, and like it's like this big black and white thing. And she was always like, she was saying how like, why are people just jumping on board about the black and the white thing?
She's like, why don't they call it White Friday? I'm offended.
No, I mean, just like how it's like it became this like high, all of a sudden this black and white racial thing is at a fever pitch again. It's like people are like, oh, did we ever lose? Is it always just racism? Did racism ever go away? And I'm just gonna say this straight out, and you know, I'm not going to post anything on Facebook because that's stupid.
I haven't even been on Facebook, so I don't even know what everyone is talking
but
about.
But I'm responding into the grand scheme of the world and on my own avenue here, on my own podcast, when she was talking about how, like, you know, like people are always making it a black and white racial thing. Like, I was like, is this like the new Rodney King? Is this what's happening? And she's like, yeah, this is the new Rodney King situation that's happening. And they're like, yeah, people thought that racism was away. And I was like, man, racism never went away. Come on. Those people who still hate blacks still hate blacks. You know, or the other way around.
I don't think it will ever go away.
I don't, like, it's like, yeah, it should, I mean, it becomes tolerable. But, like, it's just now, like, ingrained into the society.
But people make a decision about people as soon as they see them. You know, like, if there's, like, a strange-looking, like, black man in your neighborhood and you don't really have any black people in your neighborhood, you're like, wait, what's that guy doing? You know, like, there's always, like, that type of, like, vibe or, like, and it's not necessarily meaning that, like, he's going to do anything, but it's just like, oh, I haven't seen one of those in here. You know, like, or like, is that racist to even like notify your brain? Like, oh,
well,
an unusual character walking around.
Let's break down. If there's one thing that we do on this show that we've been known for doing is breaking down racism. So really, Carolyn, what is racism?
Racism is when you make a predetermined judgment about someone just by visually looking at the color of their skin.
Is that really what racism is?
I don't know.
Is that all it is? Is that just a prejudgment based on...
That's my definition of it.
Is that really what it is? Just like defining the book by the cover?
Does that necessarily mean that it's bad to define that? Because like to me, it's just stereotyping.
Because to me, I don't see...
Like, to me, you take it to it like is... But acting on it, to me, like that's when the line is drawn.
Well, to...
If you kill somebody just because...
Like if there's a hate crime.
Yeah, hate crime, like that's like...
If there's a negative action.
But if you're just like, oh, who's that weird guy in my neighborhood? I've never seen that black guy before. Like, but, I mean, obviously any white person is just going to like tune up and be like, oh, I haven't seen that guy. And they're just looking out the window. That doesn't mean that he's doing anything bad. But
see, that's the thing that was brought up in that conversation I was having with Jesse. It was like, why is it always white and black? You know, there's other, it can't be Asian, it can't be Mexican or something like that. It always just gravitates right
because of the Civil War.
Because that's solely
that
what it is. They can't escape that.
It's engraved in our country. That's what like everything was based off of.
And I told her it's like weird.
It's the first war of America.
Because now everyone, I suppose, is making their statements online and writing these long drawn out essays as their Facebook message. For one thing, I think that's ridiculous for someone to write
they want a platform.
Well, that platform is great. Make a podcast or something where we can actually hear your voice. But what I think it's amazing is that like for me, if I see someone on Facebook write something that's like longer than four lines, you know what I mean?
But don't
I'm like
that
this
thing
is bullshit.
That you
Why
have
do I got
press that says show more?
No, it's true. But like if I have to go to show more to not get your full idea, I'm like now you're trying to fish me in.
Well,
you know, now you're trying to draw
ranting,
me in.
Then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, in a way, they're boosting their, they're trying to just boost their own ego in a way, I feel like, when they're
trying
to include.
That's what Facebook's all about.
No, that's what I'm saying. But now they're trying to throw their two cents in this big racial order. And part of me is thinking that, like, this black and white thing is freaking cliche as hell. You know? Can't we make new stories with that? But I guess we can. But who's being hushed up here?
Well, another racial thing that's been happening recently, and maybe we hear more of it because we are in the Washington, D.C. area, but the Redskins football team, their name is very controversial, and that's been coming up, like, it seems like every month this year, especially this fall.
They're really trying to shut that down.
And now the New Yorker has a new cover, which I think is fabulous, celebrating Thanksgiving, and it shows the inside of some type of cabin, and inside are common day people, modern people, wearing Redskins jerseys, cheering on the game with a big screen TV and snacks and basically a whole Thanksgiving setup with turkey and everything. And then knocking on the door to the left side is some actual Indians, like actual Native American Indians from back in the day, like coming, you know, being greeted. It's like, welcome to our giant football party with the Redskins. And I guess it's Dan Schneider dressed up like a pilgrim with his Redskins gear. But, you know, like, I think it's a great New Yorker cover, and it says so much. And just the idea that Thanksgiving's about welcoming people into your home, and then they're like, come on in to our crazy football team home and have Thanksgiving with us, you know. And
I've never had a problem with Redskins.
I personally do not.
But I can see that there could be a problem with Redskins, but maybe the main problem is the team's not doing well.
Yeah, well, there's that.
To me. Not
but
that
I guess
to sports.
A lot of people also do not like Dan Schneider.
Not that I pay attention to sports. I hear this all from word on the street.
But you know what, though? Really, if you look at the term of Redskin, it is pretty derogatory.
Yeah, but that's what makes it amazing.
I feel like
it?
We're just used to it because that's what we've always known. And it's always been the Redskins, even since before we were born. It's
why is
the
it,
Redskins.
Why is it wrong?
Because it's basically...
Is that equivalent to porch monkeys?
It's the equivalent of the N-word, I think.
Yeah, and like people have taken back the N-word. Well, not taken back, but now they've
See, but
owned up
that
and they used it all.
That's kind of lame, too.
Well, it's like,
well, if you don't want to be called that, don't use it.
Yeah, but you know, you got religion and you have a person on a cross that used to be a bad symbol, but they turned that into a symbol of hope.
I mean, you could turn any, like Hitler turned the swastika, was a symbol of good luck. He turned it into Nazi party. So,
yeah, that's
I mean,
the amazingness of, you know, changing it,
I mean, you
manipulating
can,
it to the way,
it's
of, the,
very
the way of the sword.
But I feel like the Redskins name, the way everyone is going towards it and this big attack towards it, because this came up about 5 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. It comes out every few years, and... Like, I guess last time they did a poll on it that I remember, I think only like 10% of people were offended overall about it. But now the rate is higher. I don't know what the percentage is now based on polls, but it has definitely gone up more than 10%. And most people like say that the name doesn't personally offend them, but they understand that it is offensive. I mean, I just feel like we just know, like, okay, if you were to propose it right now, if it was a brand new team and be like, Washington Redskins, like, that would just be like, no.
Yeah.
But it's just that it's
now
been
it's a
so
tradition.
Engraved in our heads that it's the Redskins that we just don't feel it anymore. But yeah, it is derogatory. I mean, even people say that apparently Eskimos is a derogatory name.
Oh, we can't call them Eskimos?
I mean, there's
that's
certain
fine.
Tribes that, you know, but that's not to the... But Eskimo isn't to the point of, like, actually saying a skin color.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Redskins. But there's also Redskin potatoes... I mean, that's how they physically look. So
that's what I'm
mean,
saying,
like,
man.
What do you like? I guess they call orange an orange. Like, is the orange gonna be like, no, I'm not.
You
the,
never
I'm
can
orange,
make...
but you know, I'm. You can't call me an orange.
You're always gonna be offending somebody. That's the joy of words, in general. It's
but,
like, no matter
I mean,
what.
But like, I was thinking about the Redskins though, and I really do think that sometime within the next decade. Or whenever Dan Schneider, like, I don't know if he'll ever, like, roll off or sell the team. I don't even know how that will work politically. But I he's being so firm in keeping the name. So I guess as long as the team is under his jurisdiction, it will be Redskins. But I just see a big push for it to change sometime maybe in the next 10 years. And whatever they do, though, they're going to have to do it really smart because if you... give them a complete brand overhaul, things might happen. I mean, hopefully the team will get better, first of all. That's a whole nother subject. But on top of it is that, like, branding-wise, think of how much money goes into, like, rebranding something like a big stadium. But on top of it, everyone's gonna now want the new gear. So, and it better be, like, a pretty good brand that people want to wear and buy.
Well, they're going to have to anyway, because, you know, all these people are like, this is my team.
Yeah,
I got to represent my team, yo.
I mean, but you know what? Imagine if they had this, like, legendary, awesome-looking branding that, like, everyone completely loved, and they're just going to be embraced. You know, there's that end of it, which I want, you know, thinking positively, that would be, like, amazing. But it just seems so controversial. And, it, like, then when it gets down to it, it's like, dude, it's just a football team. A sucky football team at that. You know, and I, you know what, I'll fully admit, like, I've lived in DC area for, you know, most of my life, and I will say that the messed up thing is, like, I am honestly a bandwagon fan. When they do good, I will support them. When they suck, I don't even bother.
I see, like, I'm ahead of you that I don't even bother.
But you know anything, what though, really? when they were in the Super Bowl in 1992 or 1994 or something like that, like, it was so amazing though. It was like there was a whole spark around everyone.
See, there's a point. I know maybe sports in a way is supposed to, like, you know, bring people together. You know, it's like another version of, like, nationalism, but like cityism or something like that, or townism.
Town pride
and stuff like
pride.
That. But it just over the years, like, I played sports when I was younger. I played all the sports, you know. I thought I was pretty damn well if I really wanted to focus on that. But now, like, I feel like the actual motives of sports is,
it's all money.
It's just lame. It's you know, it's it's another level of manipulation in a way. If you think about it, it's another smokescreen of manipulation. I mean, I know I'm preaching again, but, like, this is, to me, it's, in a way, it's like, it's not for the love of the game, because they're using the people who love the game to garner capital in return.
I think there are really people that really truly love it.
No, I know there's people but I'm saying, for me, like, you know, it's
I guess you can see through all that.
You know, I tried. There's a lot of stuff I'm involved
with. Do you ever have, like, any team? It doesn't matter if it's football or any. You have, like, any team that you... I'm not saying you have to follow every single move, but that you are actually, like, a fan of.
Well, here's the thing. Like, when it comes to sports, you know, I love fake sports, like professional wrestling. I love that because the sole reason of that, there's an artistry, and its aim is to entertain. You know, yeah, make money too, but you can't make money unless you entertain. And there's a lot of sacrifice, and there's a lot of creativity and character and story involved in that. Now, if there's a boring game, say like in a UFC, or a boring fight in a UFC fight, or a boring game, that's fine. They already got the money. They're going to, you know, it's sort of like, it doesn't matter if they have a good game or not. If they have an entertaining game or not. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they can have a boring ass game and they don't really care. But that's the thing. It's like, well, that's a game. It's real. It's not supposed to be entertainment, but it is entertainment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... But it's just sort of like there's a selfishness involved in that. But I guess I see them, they also do like the charity work and the entertainment stuff and all that stuff. That's what it's supposed to be. But I don't know. And when I see people getting like $10 million to like play one season and above and all this sponsorship and stuff, I don't really look at them as heroes. You know what I mean? I guess they can do the most they can, but that all that stuff was like lost for me.
Do you feel like if you were getting paid $10 million and you lost a game, do you feel like you'd just let it roll off your shoulder to be like, oh, well, I'm still getting paid, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm getting paid, yo.
Does it make you really feel bad that you're like, oh, man, our team lost? You know, unless you're like really, truly going Super Bowl bound, I can see that.
I know everyone wants to win, you know what I mean? But they're not being paid off of wins, are they? Or are they being paid on wins?
I think they might get bonuses if they get to a certain level. Well, it depends on the team and the owner and everything.
But
you
if
the Super Bowl's on the line, of course you're gonna probably get paid a little more if you win like the, you know, Eastern Championships or whatever they call them. You know.
Well, I just know like the more I grew up, I sort of stopped feeling that this is important. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not really about the game. It's just like all their business deals.
You know, and then even like the people are great. You know, it's always great to have fans, you know what I mean, of any sport, and I really appreciate all of that stuff, and I can, you know, I can get into a game if I need to, but at the end of the day, it's sports. You know what I mean? It's almost like,
it's a distraction.
And I'm always like, this is another distraction, even though I work in the photo and film, I work and make movies that are distractions and stuff like that. that's one of the things that's like been the biggest struggle, is to make something that's not like a distraction, that's like important, you know,
mm-hmm.
that means something, but everything could be a distraction.
So are you in support of changing the Redskin name?
No, keep it. Who cares?
If you were to like recommend a new name, do you have any off the top of your head?
I don't know. The Washington Wizards.
It's already been taken.
Because that Wizards makes
so
much sense.
Well, they got rid of the Bullets, too, so.
The Bullets is another. Those are great
names. Because
that
was, like, a violent name, you know. Because DC at that time had, like, a high crime rate.
Did they use, are they going to be, like, the Monuments or something like that?
I did hear the Monuments Men was an option. But it just feels so long. It's like, the Monuments Men now have fourth down, you know. Like, yeah, they're just probably going to shorten it.
But I feel like it is.
The Men.
I feel like sports are, like, that distraction. Of course, then alcohol comes into play, too. All those sponsors know that's a big distraction. I see it's just this all this big distraction while other stuff, important stuff is happening elsewhere.
Like important stuff is going on in the world and in like important decisions are being made about your healthcare, your life, your roads.
But which is the genius of it. Like,
but people only care about drinking and going to the ballpark.
But I completely understand if someone's mind is stuck with all the seriousness, you know what I mean? With all the seriousness of that world. You need that distraction. You need that break. So it's more or less that balance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's many other distractions.
Like, a lot of people are into American Idol or whatever else.
Choose your distraction. That's literally what it is. It's what it really comes down to, is to choose your getaway, your distraction. I guess I just don't live in that world anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you know what, though? The Redskins, I was talking about this with my art director, is that the Redskins do have that R logo with the feathers hanging off the R.
Yeah.
And I actually like that. Like, and it doesn't say, like, Redskins. It just has the R. Maybe they can change that into a W and then still have the feathers hanging off it. So it's still, like, a tribute to the Native Americans, but without saying Redskins, you know?
The Washington Natives. How about that?
I like that. The Natives. I don't know. I mean, maybe,
is that even worse?
I don't. It sounds worse. I mean,
be the worst.
It sounds PC, but it sounds like worse because I'm just used to saying Washington Redskins.
That's what I'm saying. Is that this
it's
stuff
it's
about
gonna
being
be like
PC?
The human beings, the all, Washington yeah. human beings.
Yeah, that's the only way. The human beings from Community TV show.
That's what's gonna end
and then
up
they can't
like
even
being
have,
non-offensive.
They can't even have a normal human being. It's just this gray matter of a human shape. That's what the human beings is. But see, that's the funny about. You talk about racism and being PC. It's like, well, you want to be PC? If the more PC you are, the more racist you actually are. You know what I mean? That's the great, that's the humor of life. You're trying to be good by being nice. Being nice is horrible because being nice also means you're lying to make someone feel good. You know?
Yeah.
It's like this big contradiction
towards
everything.
But the messed up thing is, like, even if you're not, like, a full-on, like, full-blooded racist that's out to, like, kill people.
Full-blooded Washington, the full-bloods.
The full-bloods. Like, even if you're not, like, killing people and, like, totally hating people, like, you're still making judgment on people, even if you're not even trying to. It's just that's
what's
part
great.
Of being a human.
Even, like, in religion, people are making judgments
like,
and all over the place.
You walk, or you walk into a job interview, and, like, your shoe's untied, and somebody's like, somebody makes notice of that, and then
you have been
like,
judged.
They're like, oh, man, that person's unkept. They didn't tie their shoelace all
judgment
the way.
Judgment right there.
You know,
is that
like,
person racist?
And then they're like, he's not going to get the job. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, people decide things like that. I know it sounds so stupid sometimes, but people really do. Like, or, you know, you go to a job interview and you happen to be wearing, like, a weird shade of green and that person totally hates that shade of green because back in the day, their mom had wallpaper that was that color and they hate their mom. You know, and it's, and seriously, like, people, I know it's, like, again, it sounds totally kooky, but, like, that might trigger, like, some bad emotion in the interviewee.
And that's what racism is all about. Racism is all about triggering a bad emotion from the past.
It's true. Because that's, seriously, I'm sure everyone has made judgments on people, even if they're correct or incorrect, about the person. Like, that's just how it is. Like, okay, like, the other day, I'm trying to think of, like, because I love people watching, I'm trying to think of, like, the closest, strangest person I saw recently was, like, at Whole Foods. There's this Asian lady, you know, skinny, well-kept up, good hair, you know, good makeup, and she was wearing, like, a mini skirt. Hot pink mini skirt with a hot pink little, I don't know what it was, top. And then she had like a fancy purse that was hot pink. And she had like a little miniature top hat thing with hot pink. And she wasn't, like, dressed up to, like, put on a show or anything. I think she was, like, dressed up from church or something. I don't know. But it was, like, high-heeled pink. And I don't know. She was, like, dressed, like, to the nines, but in her own unique way of, like, the hot pink-looking, I don't know, pop art thing that she was going on. And, you know, she stuck in my head because it was, like, where do you see that every day? Yeah. You know? And I mean, my judgment on her was like, oh, Asian lady likes hot pink and she is well kept up, you know?
Because there's all types of racism, really. It's like, oh, the Asian drivers or the...
Yeah, Asian drivers Mexican, are pretty bad,
the Mexicans
though.
Who are taking the jobs or...
Hey, at least they're going to work with the other white people just sitting on their ass.
The Jewish people in their business sense, you know? It's like all types. I don't know any other ones, but...
Yeah, I mean, hey.
The Australians and their charming looks, something like that.
I guess the Australians, I heard, they just like to have fun and they have, like, you know.
Those Irish and their
beer.
Fighting capabilities.
And their drunks.
Their scrappiness.
Yeah, I mean, but there's a reason why there's stereotypes for everything. I mean, there is. And I still haven't figured why the Polish people are stupid, but I guess, like, maybe that's why I haven't figured it out.
That's racist.
But, you know, it's funny. It's funny, though, the way things work out. Each demographic has, like, their own little niche, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. Or sometimes, you know, there was a guy that I know that you look at him and you're like, oh, shit, this guy means trouble. He has piercings, he has tattoos all over, and, you know, he looks like a pretty tough dude. But then when you actually get to know him, he's like a teddy bear. And he's, like, really big on Jesus.
Jesus teddy bear. That's racist.
Seriously, like, but you would never, I feel like you would never really know that just looking at him. Like, and he's really into, like, religion and learning about Jesus. And
that's why for me.
He's nice. You know, like, I just, but then when you look at him, it looks like he's going to hurt you or something, you know?
That's why for me, it's really important for me to really have if I'm going to pass judgment on someone, it has to be a face-to-face encounter. Like, you know, like, even, like, people are like, oh, Kanye West is, like, an asshole and stuff like that. It's like, well, I've never met him. I can sense he could be an asshole.
But if,
who knows
if
when
there
you meet
is
him?
Like,
because
a...
I bet I'm an asshole to people all the time.
See,
you know?
I feel like the ratio is when, like, 80% of people are saying something, it's probably true.
But maybe it's not.
Hey, you know, there's always that chance where, but maybe you one-on-one could get along with Kanye.
That's what I'm saying.
But then 8 out of 10 people will probably not get along with
him.
But
at the same time, those 8 to 10 people, what are their motives towards talking to somebody, talking to Kanye? They're like, oh, Kanye didn't want to sign my autograph. He was in the bathroom taking a piss. He didn't give me the time of day. You know, he's an asshole. You know, there's different situations for everything.
I mean, that
you know
is,
what I mean?
I guess, why you always got to take one. Okay, well, here's another thing that's in the news that is controversial and you never know what's right or wrong. Is, like, apparently this Bill Cosby thing is blowing up even more. And now, I guess the latest is, like, I think they said 17 women have came forward.
Good old Bill.
And then on top of it, there's, like, a 9-year-old man who I guess used to work at, what was it, NBC or wherever the Cosby show was on. And he used to hook Bill Cosby up with women and then later pay them off with Bill Cosby's own checks. And now this, they showed a little bit of footage of this man, and he's walking around in a walker, and he's 90. It's like he, you know, at this point, it's like, really? And so then Bill Cosby's people basically said that he is, that it's all gossip and that he's looking for his 15 minutes of fame. And, like, honestly, I'm like, is this old 90-year-old guy in a walker really looking for his 15 minutes of fame just to be the person that, like, calls out on Bill Cosby saying that he arranged women for him? You know, like, does that guy really give a shit, like, at that point, just to be like, because he said that he always felt dirty about it.
That's why he's coming forward for it.
You know, he's coming forward that he felt dirty about it, you know, all these years later. But then if you think about it, here's the thing. This has been going on for years. It's not just, like, a recent thing. So all these women that are coming forward now are, like, elderly. They're, like, and they used to be...
I mean, they're all, if they're in Bill Cosby's level, they're all elderly.
That's what I'm saying. But they used to be, like, early 20s. We're talking about, like, those women back in the day probably look real good, you know? 22, something, you know, like, around that age. And now they're old, you know? They're, who knows, 80, 90? They're older. And, like, but to me, like, what profit do they really have at this point to come forward?
Closure.
That's what I'm saying, because now, this is my feeling, is that nowadays, you know, rape has always been, you know, You should never do that, of course. Like, it's not a good thing.
Just to cut the situation a little bit, I saw someone posted on Facebook a still of, I think, a news broadcast that I was talking about Bill Cosby. I think it was from Philly, but they misspelled. It's supposed to say rape accusations, uh-huh. but they misspelled rape and put R-A-P with no E.
Rap.
No, yeah. So the rap accusations. All right, continue.
But way to go, education system.
Edumacation.
But
Full blown
education rap. So, like, you know, basically my feeling is like, you know, so back in the day, like, it was kind of hush hush if that happened, you know, way, you know, whatever. Who knows? How long ago was this? 50, 60 years ago. It was basically like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this to me and gave me drugs and raped me, you know, and like, it's kind
of what
like,
I always wanted.
No, but it's like, it's like, and then he's like the big boss and he's the big star and you don't really want to like accuse that person. But now it's like, I guess people just had enough of it that now, and now you can be vocal about it and you won't let it go any further, you know? And then, but I just think it's strange for like, you know, you have this, this number of women, like whatever, 17 or whatever. So women coming forward, it's kind of like, you know, this must have happened a lot. It's not like it happened, and I'm not saying one time is good, but, you know, it's not like it happened one time.
It's like it was
it's
a
multiple
thing.
People.
It was
yeah.
like a thing that he did, like it's, an extracurricular activity.
Exactly, and to me, that's just, like, really creepy, you know? And I know he, like, you know, Bill Cosby.
This is a guy that gets invited to speak at colleges and like, talk about
probably,
Jell-O and,
yeah.
and wear exactly. sweaters.
Putin Pops.
Yeah.
But
he
was like America's dad.
This is
dad.
The guy. This is the guy that was supposed to be the flip, the opposite of Richard Pryor.
He's probably
apparently
worse
he's
than,
worse
Richard,
than
Pryor.
Richard Pryor now. My hero, Richard Pryor, is probably...
Because Richard Pryor tells
cleaner.
Him like it is.
That's what I'm saying, man. A person that's being honest and telling you how it is, now that's the bad guy.
Actually, probably Danny Tanner is better than this.
Danny Tanner.
Bob Saget is probably like a better role model than Bill Cosby.
But
I
these
will
are
put
just
money
accusations, though, man.
See,
right?
But I don't like how, like, his camp, Bill Cosby's camp, is like, oh, these are accusations, and, like, you
well, yeah,
know.
Yeah, you're not going
to... Of course, they're not going to acknowledge really, it yet.
And that could be like, yep, he did it. Next.
But it's
oh,
like,
yeah, he did
really,
that one, too. Next
it's like,
one.
It's like, really? And then they're, like, saying
what do you
that
do?
This
kill him?
90-year-old man is looking for his 15... They even use that quote. They're like, these people are looking for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm like, seriously? Would you want to be... Like, seriously, if I was raped by Bill Cosby... And I'm coming out, whatever, 50 years later as an old lady saying that this happened. Like, honestly, I would not want that to be my 15 minutes of fame. I would not want to be known for being the one of the, whatever, million people that Bill Cosby raped. Like, part of me would not even want to come forward just because of, like, not wanting to be acknowledged by him.
To be like,
you know?
Oh, yeah, that dude put his penis in me? Oh.
Yeah, why would you want that to be the highlight of your life? You know what I mean?
Well,
like
I bet they've gone so far, and they're like, I need something to be highlighted in my life then.
I mean, for real.
That was the pinnacle. I couldn't speak out about it now. I was excited back in the day, but now I can.
I always feel like weird about Monica Lewinsky, too. Like, everyone knows that, like, what her and Bill Clinton, you know, fooled around. But then I'm like, really, that's all she's known for. And apparently, I guess she makes handbags, or she did, but I don't know what she's up to. But I'm just like, man, can you imagine just being known for, like, being the person that effed someone or screwed around with someone? Like, it's just like, really? Like, that's all you're known for? That's horrible.
It is horrible.
Like,
that's why you gotta watch out for your name.
But the same thing happened with Tiger Woods. Like, first it was like a couple girls, but then, like, you know, whatever, over 20 girls came out.
Then it was all the girls.
And then his wife, you know, beat on him with the golf club and, like, hit his car, you know, and it's like, of course she's gonna go after, like, you know, it's one thing if, like, one person says something and that's probably true, but, like, you know, you it's bad enough, but then, you know, you're having, like, but I feel like when you have over 15 people start to say stuff like that,
it adds up to the truth.
Yeah, that's what's worrying me about Bill Cosby. Because, and there's still people that still defend him. They're like, well, you know, those people are just looking for money, and Bill Cosby's great. I'm like, really?
It's like he made me laugh.
I'm like, really? Because, like, it seems so obvious to me. And I know, like, how can you prove all this stuff? It's not like they have semen from 20 years ago.
Well, you could.
I mean, I don't know where it would go. You know, like,
someone's storing it up.
Come on. But it's like, you know, I just don't know. Like, I feel for these ladies though, because they've probably been hurting for years from this. You know?
Yeah.
And like, it's not fun to get raped. You know?
I would not know.
Even if it's Bill Cosby.
I would know anyone trying to force themselves on me is an unlikable situation, and that is where I pull the death card.
But even if it was somebody that I liked, if like, you know, I don't even want to name names, but even if it was like some celebrity I liked or something that was that, and then, you know, like even when Chris Brown was like hitting Rihanna, some girls were like, oh man, hit me too. You're hot. You know, it's like, really? You don't want to be hit like that.
I saw a video on that someone reposted and was like this. It was like a selfie video taken while she was like laying on bed or something like that.
Who?
I don't know who it was. Some random mixed girl talking about like saying like, you know, when your boyfriend like hits you, that really means that he loves you. Like, you know, like the chance that he's taking that you might turn him in and then press charges, like he's taking that risk. Like whenever he does that, and like, you know, I was wrong. I really should have listened to him. I shouldn't have talked back to him. I should always just, you know, I know I was at, it was at my fault about doing all. I can't tell if this video was a fake or not, but just a joke or not. But like she was saying, like, I really should, you know, I should have listened to everything he says. I'll never disrespect him again. But when he punches me, like, I have a black eye right now. And he took me out to the, he was so sweet. He took me to the makeup artist and he got it covered up. Like, I saw this video, I was like, damn, what a stupid
bitch. What are you watching
bitch.
In your free time?
No, that's just, it's just one of those things where
propaganda.
You pass, when you scan down and then it shows up and it just starts playing all of a sudden.
But you know what, though?
I feel like this whole thing is like for four minutes? Jeez.
A lot of people, they are told, you know, from generation to generation that they, that same tale. Like, if he beats you, he loves you.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
If he beats you, he loves you.
Especially in the South, he beats you in Mario Kart?
Then he loves you?
No, like, physically beats you because in the South, like, that's... That goes on a lot. Actually, everywhere. You can't just say it's in one certain region. But that's their way of coping. They're like, oh, he loves me now. You know? And it's sad that that's how they actually believe that. And then you just have to break that chain. You just have to break that chain because no one should be hit like that. You know, it's one thing to, you know, get in a heated argument and, like, I don't know, grab somebody's wrist or something. But it's another thing to, like, cut, hurt, injure, you know... Get a black eye, get beat up.
Like people, that's
just way too far.
Well, here, my idea is people fight, throw punches be thrown and stuff like that. You know, pinching, squeezing, shaking, whatever happens in a way happens. But none of that, to me, defines if someone's in love with you. You know? It's like, if someone's hurting someone, like on purpose, and they're ashamed of it, that's not freaking love, man. That's like actions based off of guilt. It's like, oh, they, you know what I mean? It's just like their way of, it's like, that's their expression. And the way a certain person acts towards someone else, that's like their expression of how they are, if they're being honest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's them being a pussy is how I see it. It's like, oh, they're having a bad day. I feel bad. And I get drunk or I'm not good. And I'm just going to go start beating my wife or my kids. Fucking one thing, the drinking and all that shit already makes them a fucking dumbass. But then to take that next level, that's not, to me, that's, you're expressing exactly how you feel. And to me, that's not really what love is.
No.
I don't know what the hell, you know, what the definition of love is, but I don't think that's what it should be.
Yeah,
that's not the type that makes you feel all warm and fluffy in your heart and butterflies fluttering. You know?
Yeah. That's the true love.
Well, it can be. It can be a version of it, but... And also, there's, like, the macabre love, you know? Like, there's the Sweeney Todd love, too, but... but, like, in a, like an abusive stuff like that, that's bullshit. I call bullshit on it.
Joe.
I would stick a sword into anyone's heart who does that
to
somebody. I'm gonna
stick a sword into all the turkeys.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
What are you most looking forward to eat during this Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
What do you like? Turkey, mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I do.
All of it?
Yeah,
green beans?
Tastes good. I'm really excited about that. Cherry pie? I'm looking forward to
pie. Pumpkin pie.
Cherry pie.
Do you like pumpkin?
I think it's okay. It's a little mushy. I like pies that have that are a little crispy. Pies.
I smell the cherry pie.
Well, there you go, everybody. Another episode in the can. Thank you all for paying attention to us, clicking that play button, checking us out, and wherever you're checking us out. This show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at StrayProductions.com. Check out my work at JoeCarabello.com. Also, GoAstray.tumblr.com. Also, check out my band, MickeyandMallory.com. We are awesome. We will play as many shows as we can. Also, check out One-Shots.com for new films and everything you ever want. What about you, Carolyn? What you got?
I have a website called curls-studio.com, and you can check out the comic strip Curls and everything else I have up there.
There you go. And of course, you can check us out at CarolynandJoeShow.com, also on Stitcher Radio,
Twitter,
iTunes, anywhere. Anywhere you can find us, Google us. We are there for you. We are here, and we are thankful that you are listening to us. You guys, I hate saying that phrase, but everyone out there, we're thankful for you, your ears, and all the stuff that you say back to us. Have a good Thanksgiving. My name is Joe.
Gobble, gobble. And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. Good night.